Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters, bringing us back a little heart. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website. So many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book, the eBay Business Answer book. You're starting to get the picture here. He's an Amazon expert too. He's an attorney, and he helps small businesses with their business tax, their legal and accounting, and I should say, and tax business, or side of their business. Cliff, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's talk about the online. It's often now called the online tax. It goes all the way back to the old days when there was nothing but catalogs. But I've been talking about the online tax effort, the debate, I should say, for probably close to 12 years on this show. Give us the update.
This has been stuff that's been going. This has been going on really since the dawn of the internet, Jim, in a very big way. Every couple of years, Congress, there's a bill in Congress that tries to tax interstate commerce. Let me be clear about something right now. There's no such thing as an internet sales tax. If you are in Connecticut, if you are operating a business in your state and you sell something online to somebody who lives in your state, there you have nexus for sales
That's
tax.
Right.
You are required to collect and pay sales mm-hmm. tax, and that has always been the law.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the sale takes place on eBay or Amazon or anywhere else makes no difference whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
If the seller and buyer are in the same state, that you have to collect, you are required by law to collect and pay sales tax, and you better be registered for it. That's been the law. What Congress has been trying to do for a long time is to tax interstate sales. Right now, there's no sales tax on interstate sales. So if I'm in Connecticut, I sell something to you in Alabama, there's no sales tax on that transaction. Technically, you may be required to pay a use tax on that in Alabama, but nobody does it. It's been a major area where there's just been no enforcement at all,
mm-hmm.
and the states have a tough time enforcing it. So now with the brick and mortar retailers like Walmart are doing, they keep pushing Congress to pass sales tax on internet sales because interstate sales are killing on the internet are killing brick and mortar businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of people who go to Walmart, they shop around, they see something that they
That's
want,
right.
and they go on Amazon and they buy it, you know, for less because they can save the sales tax.
And the argument against this, and the argument that I've made against this, because I'm mm-hmm. not going to be in favor of no online sales tax.
Correct.
At the disadvantage of my small businesses who are on Main Street. I'm
Nor
not going to do that,
be.
But I have been against it from the standpoint of even that Main Street small business that has an eBay component on their website, them having to keep up with 10,000 taxing precincts in
jurisdictions. Well, that's exactly right. Well, There's a bill in Congress right now. It's called the Marketplace Fairness Act. It passed the Senate a couple of weeks ago. It's in the House, and frankly, I think it's going to stay there for a while. The Republicans have made it very clear they do not like the way the bill is currently drafted, although I agree with you, they're getting pressure from a lot of their brick-and-mortar
mm-hmm.
constituents, too, so I think we're going to see some kind of a bill pass in the current session. Now, there is an exemption in the bill for sellers who have less than $1 million a year in out-of-state sales.
Right.
So if you're a small person doing it on eBay, you're only doing a few thousand a year, you don't have to worry about this, at least
right.
not now.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it. But I'm surprised. I mean, I was out at the Amazon conference last week in Seattle, and I will tell you, I met at least a dozen people out there that were doing more than $1 million in sales
right.
each
no,
year
I
on
think
Amazon.
The number, I think that number should be more than a million.
I agree.
I think it should be at least 2, if not 5 million, because you and I both know that number is going to be coming down over time. If it starts at a million, it doesn't need to get to a million for a while, so it didn't need to start at a million.
Right. This is the camel's nose under the tent.
That's exactly right.
You know that expression.
That's exactly right.
And that camel's just going to keep moving into that tent over time. That's exactly right. So bottom line is you got to start preparing for this, but don't get hung up on it quite yet, but keep your eye on it because especially Amazon, it's going to affect Amazon sellers in a very big way. You know, if you're doing
Amazon,
that,
but yeah. Wait, all right, but see, Amazon is different because they actually have nexuses in many states.
That's correct.
They're already other than this compromise you talked about in the previous segment, which will go away one day. They're already set up to have to pay sales tax.
In all the states where they have those 35 warehouses,
right.
That's exactly right. This is going to affect everybody, though, and it is going to increase your compliance burden. There's no two ways about it. If you're at the high end,
it amazes me, Cliff, that somebody hasn't come up in all the years I've been reporting on this. I predicted, and I was wrong, that somebody would come up with a software program that would add a clearinghouse. That would take care of all that for someone. It'd be a service for small businesses.
Well, there actually is something out there right now that some very, very large sellers use. It's an enterprise platform. Mm-hmm. It's from a company out in Seattle called Avalara, and that's AVALARA.com. They have a product which it's basically for large companies, you know, multinational companies that have operations in 30 states. They use this product, which basically collects the sales tax. You collect the sales tax, you remit it to them, and they handle the remission to all the various state and local sales tax jurisdictions. They have this product. It's a very expensive product. I think the cheapest version is something like, you know, $10,000 a month or something like that. I mean, it's not made for small businesses, but I understand that they are getting ready. I learned about this at the conference last week. They're getting ready to release a smaller product that would be something like $500 a month.
And when that's available, this law will pass.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. Hey, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com, and my column this week is all about this stuff.
All right, so check it out, folks. Cliff Inico. Thanks, Cliff. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.